the Pope's big push for Jordan Dead Sea tourism. The Jordan Minister of Tourism Makram Kasai is a happy man after he met in Rome with Cardinal Pietro Parolin, who serves as the Prime Minister of the Vatican last week. Mustafa Abdul Karim Al-Kaisi was appointed as the Minister of Tourism and Antiquities in the government of Bishr Kassane on December 22, 2022. The Vatican made clear the Holy Chair's support for Christian pilgrimages to visit Jordan to see the baptism site for Jesus Christ. The Vatican recognizes the baptism site as the location of the baptism of Jesus Christ, as well as Mount Nebo, Makawir, Church of Our Lady of the Mountain, and Mar Elias Hill. In 2010, the site was about to be closed due to pollution issues. Now this important place for Christians is well restored and is welcoming visitors. The site of John the Baptist's settlement at Bethany beyond the Jordan, where Jesus was baptized, has long been known from the Bible, John 1 verse 28 and 1040, in the Byzantine and medieval texts. The Dead Sea Jordan, the lowest spot on earth, is recognized worldwide for the baptism site of Jesus Christ, award-winning wellness and medical spas, international hotel brands, a state-of-the-art convention center, and the source of the Dead Sea cosmetic therapeutic muds and salts. Today, the baptism site at Bethany beyond the Jordan River maintains its position as one of the most significant religious places in Jordan, and for Christianity specifically as part of the pilgrimage routes. The site has now been identified on the east bank of the Jordan River, in the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, and is being systematically surveyed, excavated, restored, and prepared to receive pilgrims and visitors. Bethany beyond the Jordan is located half an hour by car from Amman. The Bethany area sites formed part of the early Christian pilgrimage route between Jerusalem, the Jordan River, and Mount Nebo. The area is also associated with the biblical account of how the prophet Elijah, Mar Elias in Arabic, ascended to heaven in a whirlwind on a chariot of fire. Kaisi briefed the Vatican PM on the ongoing work on the Mukawir Castle site, especially after the royal visit to it and the issuance of the royal directives to rehabilitate and restore it to be a major part of the Christian pilgrimage route. The site is ready to receive pilgrims. During his meeting with religious leaders on the sidelines of his visit to Vatican City, Kaisi discussed ways to encourage Christian pilgrimage, in conjunction with the declaration of 2030 as the year of John the Baptist. It will see the world's Catholic Christians invited by His Holiness Pope Francis to visit Christian pilgrimage sites in Jordan, especially baptism site and Makawir. The 1st century AD Roman Jewish historian Josephus identified the awe-inspiring site of Machaerus, modern-day Mukawir, as the palace fortress of Herod Antipas, the Roman-appointed regional ruler during the life of Jesus Christ. It was here, at this hilltop fortified palace overlooking the Dead Sea region and the distant hills of Palestine and Israel, that Herod imprisoned and beheaded John the Baptist. He was beheaded after Salome's fateful dance. Matthew 14 verses 3-11. On a clear night, one can easily make out the lights of Al-Quds, Jerusalem, and Ariha, Jericho. Far removed from the tourist circuit, the quiet of this area transports you back into biblical times. Indeed, shepherds and their flocks still find shelter in the myriad caves and grottos around Machaerus. Hike down towards the Dead Sea from Machaerus and you will truly feel that you are on top of the world. According to a Jordan Tourism Ministry statement Thursday, Kaisi suggested that Jordan organize a religious cultural exhibition in the last quarter of 2024 in the Vatican to acquaint visitors with the importance of Christian pilgrimage and its sanctity to the five recognized sites. Kaisi noted this step comes on the occasion of the Vatican's declaration of 2025 as a holy year and the 30th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Jordan and the Vatican. For his part, the Vatican PM stressed the importance of these sites, adding that the kingdom is the only country visited by four popes in the past.